Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of our Community Corner for Friday, this Friday the 13th edition here at KQWC Radio. And I know we've been hearing so much about the Iowa State Fair as of late, but we have something very special coming up to the Belmont area, which will be on August the 20th through 22nd. Now, that is next weekend. It's my pleasure speaking with Jerry Holmes of the Belmont Area Arts Council as we're learning all about the Prairie Homestead Power Show and Market. Jerry, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Not too bad for a Friday morning. So this is coming up next weekend. I know that last year, COVID, this was a victim last year of it, but it's back better than ever this year, Jerry.
We are. It broke our hearts to cancel the show last year, Pat, but we didn't really have a lot of choice. Mm-hmm. But we are back. We're back stronger than ever this year, and we are excited to put on a terrific show.
All right. Now, for those not familiar with this, Jerry, what's going to take place next Friday through Sunday, the 20th through 22nd?
Okay, we call it our Prairie Homestead Antique Power Show and Market. And basically, we're an antique tractor show, an antique steam engine show. We're going to be threshing oats, shelling corn. We've got a sawmill going there. We're going to be plowing in the field. We've got stuff for the kids to do. We've got this thing we call our amazing corn maze. If you watched the Field of Dreams last night, we've got a corn maze. It's maybe not quite as good as theirs.
Of course, they use the Major League Baseball insignia right there, or a trademark on their their corn maze.
Right. It was nice. Our corn maze is actually a tractor with a flag on the top, and the gal that designed that corn maze spent a lot of time doing it, and I helped her when we set it up in the field. I mean, she had 174 flags laid out for this corn maze, and it's very elaborate. We even have the cleats on the tires of the tractor in that corn maze, so it's a fun one, mm-hmm. And I'd really welcome people to come see the corn maze.
All right, that's part of the fun coming up next week. Now, what else do you have lined up there, Jerry?
Oh, my gosh. Friday. I'm going to start with Friday. That's our big night. You want to come Friday because at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, we're going to have our free will offering for a sweet corn and hamburger feed. That's, as I said, just free will offering. And it's all the sweet corn hamburgers you can eat. And then when you're done eating, you can go down and enjoy the music. We've got a young man by the name of Neil Hewitt who's going to play, and he's really good. I've heard him before. I've hired him before. He's terrific. And he's going to play for about an hour and a half. When he's done, we've got another young man, and his name is Royce Johns, and he's bringing the whole band. And so we're going to have about 3 hours worth of concert. And then when the concert's done at 9:30, we're going right into the fireworks display. And we're going to have a fantastic fireworks display Friday night. So for $8, you can come and you can eat sweet corn, hamburgers, two concerts, and a fireworks display. And where are you going to get that kind of entertainment on Friday night for $8, Pat?
That is not bad. So that's coming up next Friday evening on the 20th. But the fun continues into Saturday there, Jerry.
Right. The fun continues into Saturday. Saturday morning, we'll start out bright and early with a pancake breakfast sponsored by the Belmont Arts Center. And it's going to be all the pancakes you could eat, eggs, sausage, juice, everything you need for the perfect pancake breakfast, right? And then if you've had your pancake breakfast, you go out and all the field activities will be starting. As I said, we'll be thrashing, shelling, sawing. This year we're bringing back our antique corn sheller. It's a sandwich corn sheller built approximately 1905. And we're going to be shelling corn with that corn sheller, which it's really pretty neat to watch. If you got any farm background at all, I shelled a lot of corn when I was a kid, Pat.
Uh-huh.
You probably did too, right?
Not really. I wasn't into that there, Jerry.
Well, it wasn't my favorite job, but we shelled a lot of corn when we were young, and I never thought, I never dreamt, Pat, that anyone would like to watch corn being shelled, but here we are. People love to watch it, so we're going to shell corn. We've got this corn crib that was actually moved into our site and restored, complete with a working inside elevator. We're going to demonstrate how that all works. We've got what we call the Corn Learning Center. You can come in the Learning Center and learn all about the history of corn, you know, how it's evolved right up to today. So the Learning Center has got a lot to offer there. Then you can wander out to the field and watch the guys thrashing in the field. We've got 10 big loads of oats to thrash. We've got corn silage to chop. We've got plowing out in the field. Holy cow, Pat, there's a lot to see there.
Mm-hmm. So that's going on all day on Saturday there. That's August the 21st.
All day Saturday. That's correct. And then up in the yard, we're going to have some music up in the house yard. Of course, the service gals will have their food stand open all day, and they'll be cooking up all kinds of tasty things to eat. And other folks will have, the Lutherans will have their homemade ice cream going there. And you don't want to miss the homemade ice cream. That's a tasty treat.
Mm-hmm.
At noon on Saturday, Pat, we do kind of a different thing at the Art Center. We have what we call the Thresherman's Dinner.
Okay.
The Thresherman's Dinner is put on by the Arts Council, and that is just what I said it was. It's a complete dinner. It's going to be pork loin, chicken, so you got two choices of meat, mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetables, dinner roll, and a slice of tasty pie for dessert, Pat.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Should be
How
fun.
How can you miss, right?
Yep.
So if you come on Saturday, you can have that big Thresherman's Dinner, and it's going to fill you up.
I'm sure it will. Yep.
Good meal. We haven't had that for a few years. It takes quite a bit of doing to put that Thresherman's Dinner
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
But it's back this year. We hope people come and enjoy the Thresherman's Dinner. We've got lots and lots of tents ordered, so there'll be lots of shade, lots of, you know, looks like a good forecast for the weekend, Pat. So we're excited. We're excited. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great.
I think so, too. So that's the schedule of what's going on Saturday there at Belmont. Now, Sunday is the complete wrap-up to the weekend.
Right. Sunday is pretty much the same agenda. We're going to start on Sunday morning with the pancake breakfast. And again, that's just a free will donation. So come and spend a dollar or don't spend anything, right?
Right.
And eat pancakes and eggs. And that's all sponsored by the Belmont Arts Center. And then again, at noon on Sunday, we're going to have, it's not the complete Thresherman's Dinner, but we're going to have what we call the Hot Beef Sunday. If you've ever been to the Iowa State Fair, you've probably had a Hot Beef Sunday. But we're doing that for the noon meal on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, we'll have the thrashing, the wood sawing, corn shelling, of course. One thing that's going to be new this year, Pat, we have acquired an antique shingle mill. If you remember back the days when a lot of buildings had wood shingles on the roof, we actually have the shingle mill that makes those shingles. And so we're going to be sawing wood shingles at our show this year. So for anyone that's never seen that done, it's pretty interesting to watch how those are made. So that's a new thing. Of course, the petting zoo is going to be back bigger than ever this year. So hopefully the kids will come and pet the animals. We're going to have calves and pigs and ducks and goats and chickens and dogs and cats and
just about everything there.
You can think of.
Yep. So that's coming up that same weekend. So
right.
That's coming up that Sunday of the Prairie Homestead Power Show and Market. Now, if they want more information, Jerry, about what's going on, I'm sure it's on your Facebook page and also right. on your website, too.
Right. Just go to Facebook and like Belmont Area Arts Council, and that will get you right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the website, too. It's belmontartscouncil.org. But really, quite honestly, the whole world lives by Facebook these days, right?
I guess so. Not to mention Twitter and Instagram.
But, right. So if you check us out on Facebook, it's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, all the activities are right there. We are excited for the show. We're excited to have people come. I think it's going to be a perfect weekend.
I think so, too. So, again, that's coming up next Friday through Sunday. That's August the 20th through 22nd for the Prairie Homestead Power Show and Market. This is being held in rural Belmont. You can find out more about it, as Jerry mentioned, on the Facebook page for the Belmont Area Arts Council, or go to belmontartscouncil.org. Am I correct on that there, Jerry?
You bet.
All right. So,
that's right, Pat. Yeah. I could also give you our physical address.
Yes, please do. Please do.
We are located at 1179 Taylor Avenue, Belmont.
All right.
That's 1179 Taylor, just like Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Avenue, Belmont.
All right. So that's in rural Belmont. But again, Jerry, let's get a great turnout of people there for this next weekend for the Prairie Homestead Power Show and Market. Jerry Holmes, thanks so very much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
All right. Jerry Holmes, our guest. And Jerry, hold on the line. I'll be with you in just a second. That does it for our Community Corner for today. We'll have some special guests next week, including back to school. We have some superintendents of various school districts joining me next week on our Community Corner starting Monday right here on KQWC. By the way, this interview can also be heard on our podcast form on our website at kqradio.com.